Maine real estate headlines. VGSI launches Maine online database for municipal property records. Vision Government Solutions, VGSI, provides a centralized portal where users can click on their municipality to access property information. Real estate professionals in ME can quickly access municipal property records to verify assessments, ownership history, and tax data essential for transactions. Visit http://vgsi.com/maine-online-database/ and select your municipality to start researching properties. Maine real estate headlines. Navigating building permits for vacant land in ME. A guide covering the paperwork, soil tests, and permit requirements needed to build on vacant land or property acreage in Maine. Real estate professionals in ME need to understand local permitting processes to properly advise clients purchasing land for development. Share this FAQ with land buyers to streamline their building permit journey. /MooseRealty.com getting a building permit for your Maine land or lot. Maine real estate headlines. Commission fee shift shows little impact on Maine real estate market. A change in how commission fees are calculated has so far had minimal effect in Maine, according to most agents. Maine real estate professionals can proceed with confidence, knowing the new commission structure isn't disrupting local transactions. Read the full report at h/themainemonitor.org/realestatecommission-changes. Maine real estate headlines. Ellsworth ME permit portal streamlines construction and land development approvals. The City of Ellsworth issues construction permits, land development permits, and permits for structures near water bodies through its municipal permit services. Real estate professionals in ME need to understand Ellsworth's permit requirements to guide clients through timely project approvals and avoid costly delays. Review Ellsworth's permit types and requirements at the city portal before listing or developing properties in the area. Maine real estate headlines. Maine commission shift, NAR settlement drops rates to 3%, ends seller paid buyer agent fees. The real estate commission in Maine has dropped to 3% following the NAR settlement, with sellers no longer obligated to cover the buyer's agent fee, which is now negotiable. Maine real estate professionals must adapt their fee structures and client conversations as buyer agent compensation becomes fully negotiable rather than seller mandated. Review how to position your value proposition with buyers now responsible for their own agent fees. /leo.com/blog/realestatecommissions-mash. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. A 5-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers four things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most ME jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption.